This is a story about clarity and irony. The title is, Why, There's Your Problem Right There. The story begins with the stars. For years, I've made a wish on the first star I see, starlight, star bright, first star I see tonight. It's a poetic way to button the day to the night, and it's a private little ritual for tossing wishes into the sky. But one persistent wish is that more wishes would come true. And then, just last week, I discovered that what I've been wishing on a lot of times is not the first star, but the bright International Space Station. That's the clarity part of the story. Why, there's my problem right there. I've been wishing on a space station. The irony is that I am in constant flight from modern gadgets, iPods, apps, smartphones, even a cell phone. I hear the words and run the other way with my old-fashioned paper and pencil. The farther I flee from gadgets that keep me wired to other people all the time, the closer I want to be to the natural earth. I'm reading The Sea Around Us by Rachel Carson and learning about rivers that flow deep in the ocean. And I'm reading The Natural Navigator by Tristan Gooley and what all I can learn from a spider's web or a crescent moon. I'm making an effort to unplug and look around me, starting with those ancient navigational guides, the stars and the moon. It's a humbling experience to realize that I can no longer pick out the constellations, but the African dung beetle works at night using the Milky Way as its compass. Birds, seals, and butterflies also depend on the stars to find their way. The steady waxing and waning of the moon is so lovely, no wonder Native American tribes identified the seasons by the full moons. The Cherokees call them the cold moon of January, the bony moon of February, the green corn moon of June, the harvest moon of October. Now, I'm as obsessed with time as other people. Wasting time, not enough time, time going too fast, time heals, timing is everything, time is on my side. And just when I think I've roped and saddled time, the universe puts me in my place. I may parse my day with meetings and schedules and clocks that tick and talk and chop the hour into seconds, but what is really happening is that my organs and tissues and cells move to a gray rhythm of day and night. I read that our biological rhythms are so intricate, each one of us carries 2 trillion clocks inside us. Some are set by the way our brains and eyes react to the sun. Our chemistry is tied to the spinning of the earth and moon, but scientists now tell us that our cells beat to an even bigger drum, the universe itself. The minerals and soil samples from the moon are similar to the earth's crusts, which links us to the Big Bang theory of 4 billion years ago. Not only our seasons, but our internal clocks. And this is the part I like best. Our bodies are composed of elements from the supernova explosion and the birth of the stars. So we are connected genetically to the solar system. That's what Carl Sagan meant when he said, "We are stardust." We are so mighty, and we are so small. Here's a quote I like. Any star can be devoured by human adoration, sparkle by sparkle. And who said that? Shirley Temple.